This is CITR 101.9, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam people here in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Whoops.
This is Fresh Slice.
I'm Barbecue.
And I'm Chrissy P. And we broadcast every Friday from 1 to 2 our favorite local and Canadian artists, as well as other independent artists, in a smorgasbord.
Yeah, just a weird old mix of some stuff. Happy Friday the 13th, everyone.
Ooh.
Ooh, spooky.
Yeah, so we opened the show with the song Red Awe by the local trio Swim Team off of their latest Out of the Flood, a truly wonderful piece of music. And I love it, and I listen to it a lot.
Yeah, I love that band. What have you got up next for us?
So I thought up next we'd play we played some of the bands that are going to play Winter Waste this upcoming Friday last week, but we might as well continue that trend because they're all amazing. Six bands on Friday at Pat's Pub.
Yes,
to raise awareness for Music Waste, the festival that happens every June. Which is all about just opening the doors and making music more accessible to people and showcasing local up-and-coming artists in Vancouver. It's a celebration of the little guy, yeah. I would say.
I love Music Waste because it's definitely, like, it's one of the places where I kind of get, like, my foot in the door of, like, local music and, like, figured out the scene a little bit, and I think it does definitely make the city a lot more accessible because sometimes the music scene can be a little clicky. And hard to figure out knowing, like, shows that are going on and stuff like that. Like, even if you really want to, it can be kind of hard to, like, get, like, situated and, like, start going to shows all the time.
Totally. So if you're interested in learning more about the Vancouver music scene or getting a taste of that, Winter Waste is an awesome way to get ready for Music Waste. And that's on Friday. Again, it's at Pat's Pub. Hazy, Co-op, Devours, Cindy Vortex, Mirepoix, and this band Maneater are going to play. So I was going to play the song Noise by Maneater. Give you a taste.
I'm not afraid to die.
And we're back. This is Fresh Slice, and that was a bunch of songs, a bunch of rad songs.
Yeah, so you just heard I Always Get What I Want by Moss Lime from the album Zoo du Québec. And yeah, they just, they're calling it quits, and that's breaking my heart because I really like that album.
Yeah, they, you know what, bands, sometimes bands can't be together anymore. I don't know why, and we
why
just have
to
accept
it. Why would
you do
that to me? Why would you not put my needs ahead of yours?
And spend all this time making amazing things for me. Thank you. Thanks. So, yeah, sad a bit about Moss Lime, but there's a silver lining, which I... Okay, well, members of Moss Lime are in the band Fern as well, and we're going to play songs off of their... a song off of their record coming up. But I just want to talk about what we did play before. We played the band Maneater with the song Noise off of their demo, which is fabulous, especially for a demo. Like, it's frustrating that all these bands are calling these things demos when they're just perfect, polished pieces.
Yeah. I mean, it is only a couple songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. Then they can be brief, I guess. But it's a single world. Now it's like you got to put out a song every month. Albums are dead.
Yeah. Well, who wants to wait around?
I want it now.
Now, please. it's being very demanding. On like, do not break up. Release music all the time.
Once a month.
Thank you.
Or weekly. And in between those excellent bands, you heard the song No Twin Spirit by Little Sprout, which is a Vancouver band that is putting on tape this weekend. In fact, tomorrow night at the 333. So if you want to see them live, and they are excellent live, go out there. They're playing with Dad Thighs, Tuna Melt, and Freak Dream. I'll also say that Little Sprout is in the Shindig competition still, mm-hmm. and is playing with Mirepoix and Jock Tears on
the
24th.
That's going to be a good show.
That'll be a good show. I think it'll be packed. It'll be a really fierce competition. Kind of very similar sounds or similar like
vibes.
Sure. Some vibrations.
I hate that word.
So yeah, next I'm gonna play that Fern that I said I would. This song is Pebble.
For Art's 1 millionth and 53rd birthday, CITR is hosting 24 hours of radio art. Tune in to CITR 101.9 FM the 17th of January from 6 a.m. to 6 a.m. the 18th to hear a celebration of all that is weird in radio.
This year, featuring pieces from Beppy Crespin, Adam Frank, Chrissy P., Duncan Maunder, Hank Bold, Lee Hutzelak, Tobias, S. Asterix, Prophecy Sun, Britt Bachman, Gak, DJ Autonomy, Goulash, Peter Quartermash, Lit Lit Lit, Josh Gabert Doyon, Scant Intone, DJ Farmboy, and Simon Walton.
Strength,
dignity,
respect,
beauty,
self-worth,
safety,
confidence,
choice,
hope.
The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives.
This is the first day of
Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help.
Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
Another victory. You had to want it to believe it. How could you do that to me? Baby, how could She's had a heart attack, and as you catch her back, you always thought it would be you first. Floor the truck and get her out of here, and you can barely steer. The stop signs do not matter. How could she do that? Assured that it never occurred to me, armed in the tender age, your poetry fucked with me. If you can't climb trees, then you can't feed the birds. It was never the melody and always the words. How could you do that to me, baby? How could you do that to me, baby? Put it up on the marquee, you're all that. If he's a dead poet or a senior, if you're gonna be in love with a boy you can't get, what's the difference if he's a dead poet or a senior? Thank you.
Few minutes of the song When You Call Me by Guy's Number. It's a good SoundCloud find. Unknown artist, unknown place.
Who
just
knows?
Cool, just really like good song that I love. Yeah.
And then, before that, I heard Christine just introduce me to this, and I'm like already really into it. We heard Elle and Baba with the song Internet Princess off of the album No Man Is an Internet. They're out of Edmonton.
Mm-hmm. They have the tag Medicine Hat.
No, Medicine Hat. Very close. It is close to Edmonton.
But they say Edmonton. It's cool. It's very, like, Tim Presley-esque.
Yeah, I dig.
And before that, we listened to a song off of Adrian Teacher and the Subs album, Terminal City, because we love that album. And it's still new. Still fresh, and if you haven't heard it, you should be listening to it. The song we played was Victory Square.
And then up next, I am very excited about this song. It's a Wiseblood and Ariel Pink combo act called Tears on Fire. A single that just came out a couple days ago.
That's awesome. I got really into Wiseblood like over the break. I was listening to the album over and over again. Her latest album is Front Row Seat to the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's like it reminds me, the songwriting reminds me of like maybe Joni Mitchell or like maybe like, it harkens back.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
It's got this like romantic kind of like harpy feel to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. She's like very cool, too cool for school, kind of, which makes sense. Like her and Ariel Pink would get along because
they
have
cool.
like big egos, maybe. But this is a good song.
Yeah. Anyways, here goes.
From the heart, I'm just high, not a liar. It's really all my fault. I choked up with desire.
Say again.
Oh, my tears are fire.
Rest in peace is rot, roasting pigs on the pyre. How did I get so lost? Wash my hands in the dryer.
Sing it.
the clue that I needed. Hope we needed, needed hope. Here comes sweet after bitter with hope. You felt cracked, small smell. Feelings cracked, figure it out. Coy or unpleasant person, so reluctant and people are hell. Diary day, place to stay, another day. High, high flyer, low. Teary makes skin tire. Pain louder, there is no pain louder than today's experienced person. Body got disappear, don't even know it was missing. That's what you think of me. It's black and white, wink louder. His love rose louder than his gut. His love rose louder than his gut. His love rose louder than his gut. Mouth, you were sweet, only you would harbor chains and bats, repay hell. Oh, buddy, God, I figured you out. Angel left a scary issue, so reluctant, smoking the mouth. Diary day, November 8th, November 9th.
After 9 weeks of live performances, Shindig, CATR's annual Battle of the Bands, is moving into semifinals. Come out to Shindig January 10th to see Devours, Mark Mills, and Prison Hair, the 17th to see Carousel Scene, Jerk in the Can, and Pavel, and the 24th to see Jock Tears, Tiny Sprout, and Mirepoix. The semifinals are every Tuesday of January at Pat's Pub. As always, there will be an opportunity to win beverages for jokes or fun facts. Shindig is sponsored by AMS Events, Backline Musician Services, Canadian Music Week, Discorder Magazine, Fader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Waste Festival, Nimbus Recording, Thunderbird Radio Hell, Six Cent Press, Silver Fox Postering, Band Merch Canada, Blue Light Studios, Zulu Records, Four Winds Brewery, Fernie Brewing, and Print Print. All three shows will be amazing, and you'll want to be there to see which of these three local artists will move into the final round.
Chris Horrific.
He always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
This is CITR 101.9, and you are listening to Fresh Slice.
Yeah. So right before the ads, you heard a Tim Presley song, the song Clue, off of his new album, The Wink. And I just wanted to read this comment on this song on SoundCloud. Somebody commented in all caps with no punctuation, The man's music is yet to let me down. All Tim Presley songs are always what I'm looking for when you want to hear something different than mainstream BS. And that you find a jewel like Clue, dig it, man. All Tim does so far, so good.
What a radiant being of positivity. Thank you so much.
Except for his just like smashing mainstream.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes enthusiasm can lead to rejection and prejudice.
But yeah, but I gotta say, Clue, dig it, man. All Tim does so far, so good.
Yeah.
Gotta agree with that.
We have exciting news. Fresh Slice, the VIPs that we are, have gained access to hang out with Tim Presley and Caleb on when they come to play at the Fox on Monday night. So hopefully on Friday, we will play that recording of that interview.
Which is honestly unbelievable because me and Christine have been like just looking forward to this concert for like months and months and months and months.
So the fact that we're going to get to hang out and meet the celebs.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
We're making it. I think we made it.
This is it. Anyways, so next I'm going to play a local celebrity group, the Courtneys, who released a new song maybe yesterday called Tour, and it's really life-affirming, and I think you're going to like it, guys.
We'll be right back. answers. I cut them just to see you through.
This is Fresh Slice. That was the song, The Bus Song by Jay Somm, who's going on tour with the Courtneys. So that's there great. A magical union of great bands. Jay Somm's from Oakland, and her last album, Turn Into, is really getting big right now. But I was just telling Quinn that, like, I think it's old. And I think it's funny that when record labels just find a good thing and they put it out, and everybody, well, I guess it's like, oh, it got hot.
It's great. I mean, yeah, it's great that this thing that she put a lot of work into is getting, like, recognition since it's getting kind of re-released. But, yeah.
Before that, we listened to Scrivener, a band from Olympia, and those were their demos. The song was called Ode to Hanky, and the album cover is a dog with a little cast on.
That's the saddest thing.
Which is so sad. Animals in Pain was a bummer. Don't make me think about it, man. Come on.
Oh. Anyways, so on that note, I think we're going to play one last tune for you.
And then Radio Zero will be on, so do keep listening to CITR 101.9, because Radio Zero is quality.
Whoa. Yeah, stay tuned.
So I think we're going to play This Game by the band Sorry Girls. They're from Montreal. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
For an interview with Kate LeBon and Tim Presley.
Or one. The other. Or somebody.
All right, bye.
Bye.